It's Easter all year long. You know, at Easter time, I talk about we're Easter people and we need to go forth from this day living as Easter people. And we do. We need to be living as children of what? The resurrection. That's what that means. It's Easter all year long. You see, out of death comes resurrection. That's the promise of Easter. Death is the direct consequence of sin. God's judgment built into the universe, that is life, new life. Resurrection follows death. You see, in this world that we live in, everything dies. People, ideas, relationships, feelings, cultures, nations. They die, they move away, they pass on. A whole generation is gone. But everything lives anew, recreated by the power of God, our Creator, who is constantly working for the good in every experience of living, because God is love. You see, Jeremiah was God's prophet. He was God's prophet of love and resurrection in times long before the birth and death of Jesus the Christ. Jeremiah was also God's prophet of judgment, pronouncing God's wrath on the people of Judah as judgment for their sins. You see, Jeremiah brings the word of God. God has given several chances to his people. He says in verses 22, "For my people are foolish. They are stupid children. They have no understanding. They are skilled in doing evil, but do not know how to do good." Wow. God outlines their sins. Primarily, he's telling them that you do not know me. These people do not know God. They have not experienced God. They do not believe in God. They do not share. They are wandering around. And God tells us that in verse 22. But you know, God announces that judgment is at hand. He says, judgment is at hand. Their foolish ways have caused a sort of uncreation of the universe. The earth was waste and void, and the heavens had no light, he tells in verse 23. This is a vision of time before creation. God announces that judgment is at hand. Their sinfulness has caused a reversal of the historical gift of the covenant of Moses. Verse 26 says, "The fruitful land was a desert, and all its cities were laid in ruins." Everything was gone. It's a vision of a time before God. Before God had led the people of Israel into the promised land. It was a time of hopelessness almost. Human beings have the power to destroy both God's creations and the gifts of God given through the covenant. You know, you and I have that ability. We have that power to destroy God's creation. Some of us do it every day by the way we live our lives, by the things we throw literally into the world, our environment that God gives us. Some of us don't care. We say, oh, well, I'll just throw it. There'll be a landfill somewhere that'll get it. You know, sometimes we need to think about what we are leaving and what we are doing. We are destroying things around us all the time, and these are fresh, new gifts of God. And we see it all the time. We're not the only ones. We just think about, oh, look over yonder where the Amazon rainforest is just being destroyed, obliterated. And we look at that and think, how horrible. Do we look at ourselves once in a while and see the horrible things that we do? The things that we pour right back into the earth and we destroy all the time? You see, they're gifts for us, gifts all the time. They're gifts of a covenant that was given to us. You see, God proclaims that the earth itself shall mourn and the heavens shall wear black. Human beings have the power to cause creation to literally weep. You see, in the midst of pronouncing such judgment, God speaks words of grace. And he does that in verse 27. It says, "Yet I will not make a full end." I will not make a full end. Although destruction appears total, God still has the power. God continues giving opportunities for newness, for change, for people's minds to be changed, for their hearts to be pierced, for their lives to return. You see, the return of the people of Israel from their captivity in Babylon, some generations after the destruction of Jerusalem, foreshadows for us this day in Jeremiah, the resurrection of Jesus Christ by God's almighty power. It tells us a story that we will hear later. God allows judgment to happen as a consequence of our missing the mark. But God continues to bring life from the deaths that we experience. Each death brings new life. It's very hard sometimes because we can't see it all the time because we love people so much here on this earth and we want them to stay. But God says we are all here for a season and we never know how long or short that season might be. Some it's just a few days, a few hours, a few years. Some it's a wonderful life that's well lived. For others, it's something that happens so tragically along the way, but we never know. But you know, at the end of death comes a resurrection each and every time. God creates newness out of that. The children of Israel experienced the death of their families and their friends. They watched people die. They watched the temple fall away. They watched their culture and their communities almost vanish. Things that were never again, they had to go and rebuild. Their ideas about religion, even the death of their understanding of who God was as the limited God of their small nation. See, they thought God was only theirs in Israel, just theirs. They couldn't get that concept that He was for everybody. Hadn't quite gotten there yet. The same thing, we can look and we can see the people and we can look at ourselves and see what happened 15 years ago when people walked away from those buildings, when they walked away from the Pentagon, and when no one walked away from the field in Pennsylvania, that we see destruction and death, but we also see out of that newness and new life, beginnings, new ideas, new things happening. We see out of that tremendous loss, God worked to restore Israel as a bright light to the nations. God says, I'm working on it. I want you to be the light to all the nations, recreated in God's image rather than in the images of their own making, not in those little mini gods that they served. And God invited the people to work alongside Him in this co-creating process, to come along beside me, to help me, to be there, to live and to do. What a powerful statement to us in our time. The words of Jeremiah grab us by the throat. They shake us into awareness. We live in a time that seems, according to the newspapers and television, to be skilled in doing nothing. We have a society that is skilled in doing nothing. We live in a time when there seems to be little light coming from heaven as wars continue that long line of violent struggle. We live in a time when the birds of the air have fled and the earth mourns from our wanton destruction of earth's precious created resources. We see that in verse 25 when he tells us these things. But we live in a time when the consequences of our sinful actions and the sinful actions of those who have gone before, previous generations, have come together in a tidal wave of pain and suffering for many around us. Some people can't get past the pain. Some people can't get past the death. Some people can't move forward in life. There's nothing wrong with remembering. There's nothing wrong with having great thoughts and pleasant thoughts. There's nothing wrong with that because it reminds us of those. But we can't live there. We have to move forward. Although humans have the power to destroy, we have yet a stronger power that is within us. We have the power of God's recreative spirit, that recreative spirit that is within us all. Life is always, my friends, always stronger than death. Love is always stronger than evil. That too is God's law that is built into creation from the very beginning of this earth. You see, in our time, we are God's people. You and I are God's people. Let us choose, with God's help, to be those who live life fully. Let us be those who love deeply, acting as partners with God to bring about resurrection in our world. You see, you and I can do it because we need to begin to live as Easter people all year long. Let us pray.